Yeah, I think I have the latest
I guess.
One here. We'll call the meeting to order at 8:03. And we'll do a roll call. I think we've just been discussing everyone around here. Along with the discussions, Lynn, we talked about a couple people have made the meeting twice in a row here, and some people have had some difficulty. We talked about other times for it. I think came to the conclusion that the group here that is present today would enjoy the meeting even starting at 7:30 to be out by 8:30. Okay.
Uh-oh. We had to hop on that one. But
the real issue we started with, should we move the meeting around? Because
I'll do it.
From 8 to 9, is that...
2 minutes. I was only like... Less than 5 minutes. It's just
we
like
carpool
morning.
With
you won't be late
the
again.
Earlier I get, the longer it takes.
So we'll talk to the couple of folks, three folks aren't here today, just to see what they can do.
Well, Harold wrote me a begging.
Dennis is going to have the same reaction you just had about making it early. So.
Now, Harold wrote me a very begging letter, like, oh, please, you know, Lynn, don't blame me for...
Well, he had a medical procedure or something.
It was a cataract surgery, and he had to have the follow-up visit 1 week later, and the guy would only make it today, morning.
Okay. No, I understand. But we just make sure we've got the right time.
He'd probably like earlier.
Proceed on. Yeah, he said if we get it so he could get to the campus by 9:30, he was fine. So 8 to 9 were fine with him. And then people have to leave a little bit early from 9. With that, Dennis is not here with his flag shirt, so we have a flag on our own. Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Lynn, you want to lead us?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See, we have no public here. Opening remarks. How about prospects on any members opening for the Villa Park Investment Advisory Committee? Bill, have you guys had any candidates or interviewed anybody?
I'm supposedly trying to recruit Stamos, you know, with the accounting firm over here.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten to him yet.
Okay. Yeah, he came up to me and said they were pressuring him to join.
We're talking about Milt?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can beat on him at Rotary tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, if we want him to.
Do we want to do that? I'll say something.
Sure.
I've stayed in the background generally to not try to sort of interfere with the committee.
Okay.
He has some questions too.
Okay.
As you might suspect. Very vocal addition to our group. Discussion night. Okay, so that's one. Hugh was going to talk to the partner at KPMG, I guess, who does the audit at charge of the audit at Chapman, who's also head of the head of the college practice for KPMG worldwide, which is sometimes
Is he a Villa Park resident? Okay,
yeah.
Because I think that's one of the provisions on the membership requires a Villa Park resident to be so
that
as long as he's...
Actually,
I
never dispute you, but in this case,
that
I think
it?
We
okay.
had
yeah,
Stephen
we had
Pollack.
Stephen Pollack.
With Stephen
yeah.
Pollack.
And
yeah.
Stephen
yeah.
had moved out of Villa Park
okay.
to New Orleans,
right.
and we didn't want to let him go, so we looked it up, and he was fine, but...
However, I do think you were right when you told me not to go for Harold because, you know, they're busy people.
Well, yeah, but he's been valuable for the times we've gotten him, so if he can
that's
just make
true.
It
that's
four
what
times.
I told him. Was,
he headed that committee and helped us
quality.
On the Section 115, so don't tell Harold he's not.
No, I told him. I said, I think that, you know, the amount of contributions you're making is more than makes up for
yeah, we're lucky as
absence.
As Dennis once said, who's been on many of these, God, I knew we were going to get that committee more powerful than the job we have to do.
Oh, that's funny.
So we have backup help as well. The February 14th
those
minutes.
Were, I think we just, we. I think I sent those out prior to the last meeting. If I haven't mm-hmm. I think I sent them out because we were supposed to review them at our last meeting.
Right.
So I sent them out previously. I didn't bring a copy today. I apologize.
Can you send a copy?
Yeah. We can hold this
item. I'll take motions to approve and we can take up. Would you send a copy to the, again, out for our...
Sure.
Was that your motion to approve, which I can second?
There we go. do I hear any comments? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that's a blind approval for trust in those minutes. I'm sure I read them at the time, but I can't remember what I had yesterday for breakfast. February, review of the April. So did we have the working group discussion that we had, the ad hoc meeting?
Well, we had a meeting here, but it turned into a working group because we didn't have a quorum. So we sort of used it as a working group, I think, April, didn't we?
Yes. We did for a week.
So we didn't take minutes because it wasn't an official meeting. It was sort of, we agreed it would be called a working group, and we were allowed to do that because there wasn't enough.
So who was here at that meeting, just so we know who? Okay, so you were in Sacramento and you were somewhere.
Oh.
Oh, you had a client. You had a major client.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
So we briefed you, and Lynn was here as well.
That's correct.
When we use our collective memories about what came out of that meeting, we talked about the investment policy statement, and I handed out a document, which I did bring back in copies of the people's view of that investment policy statement. We had that, and then our treasurer joined it, and he had not really gone through the whole process at that point. He was not firmly opposed to going forward that, but he called it a trial run with the Section 115 PARS provider, and we would trial. And all we needed was a memorandum of understanding. We didn't need to go through an investment policy statement because it would be harder to let them go if we went through that. And it went through a not on board kind of statement and done fairly forcefully. And so his comments are in here. There's basically two reasons why I do not care for the document. That was in April, and I handed this out, and I will again. But subsequently to that, he sent me an email, very detailed, and I think I shared it with the city manager and maybe Frank, all the changes we need to make in the document. They were kind of line item stuff. And then it would be acceptable. He had changed his opinion on how it was. At that point, I kind of let go because we put a lot of work into it at that point, and that's what we submitted.
When we say he, who will read this?
Oh, I'm sorry, the treasurer, Dennis.
Got it. Okay.
I was trying to elevate by saying
got
the treasurer.
It. No, I just wanted to make sure who we're talking about. Okay.
And then I didn't do anything with it and didn't hear any follow-up from him on that. And then at that point, we...
Because of the previous meeting, we all agreed, let's walk before we run, let's give it a try, get started a little bit, and then this is what you're...
So the investment policy statement was, I'll hand this out for the record again if your memory forgets, but there was kind of a mix about people who said, it's fine the way it is.
Go ahead.
One more here. And then I thought we could talk about today under... 5C, we could talk again about the IPS document, and I put in there not only would we have that, but these additional ideas submitted. I'm actually ahead of myself. Additional ideas submitted on or after April 18th on page 2 there, and I would give my recommendations from having studied this a bit to do it. I would like for us to, however, make the turn. So we made a shift maybe a year ago. Maybe more, but I think about a year ago, where we shifted because of circumstance from an advisory committee to really a working committee. And so we really made it a shift where we do the work, and then we review our own work and then put it through. So I'd like to bring us back to an advisory committee and say, I think we've got enough direction at this point. How can we do that? So we'll discuss that in items at the end of the meeting here in item C. So that went on. We did, however, at that point, help me on this. We gave direction. When did we give direction to the council to put $100,000 into the amount? Was that? Did we do that beforehand?
I thought that was in the spring.
That was before. We did that before. That was earlier, I think.
I know we sent a resolution that we adopted in November. I think we sent one in. That was a resolution. But then I thought we sent one that said we...
I thought that was in the spring.
We have met and we think that we need to put $100,000 in this year. And I don't know if that was after that meeting or before. I guess it doesn't matter. But
it was
just
February.
After the November.
That was before, I think. It was before April 18th.
That seems yeah. like before February 14th.
Yeah, I pulled the November statement. It doesn't really talk about the $100,000. It just talks about this resolution was...
It might have been in the minutes that we just approved.
And that was based on Michelle right. saying that we had to send that $100,000 to CalPERS.
I think
and
you're right.
And so we didn't want to.
I think it was in... It may be in those minutes.
Council had to approve or something
yeah.
in their
yeah,
next
so
meeting.
We sent it a different place.
That, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. That's in the February minutes. We can take a look at that. So that went on, and council then went ahead and approved the $100,000.
Yes.
And then, Frank, you guys got it in before the year end.
Yes.
Correct. To make sure the budget going.
Correct.
And then I heard there was a budget discussion for the...
It is in the budget for 18-19, another $100,000.
So
second.
We had recommended, subject to changing conditions, that there'd be $100,000 each year.
And for then 4 years. For 4 years.
Then there was a discussion by one council member at the budget discussions about why are we putting this $100,000 in, and city manager handled that to remind them of why we're having that. I assume that will be challenged each year, which I think personally is a pretty good idea as long as, if I don't know when we get our next statement from CalPERS to find out how...
It's every 2 years.
Every 2 years. So we should be due this coming year for
next,
one of the...
Coming for... We had it last done in 2016, so it'll be done after...
After the 2018 year, yeah. So that would be one to see if what our funding ratio was. As long as it's still down in the 70s or low 80s, then we should keep putting in, my opinion, while mm-hmm. we still have it. If it gets above that, then the premise was that you don't want to be fully funded because things change over time, so you want to have that latitude to do that. So that gives you all the latitude to recommend that we do or do not put that in.
Right. And talking to my counterparts who do have cities who have it, they don't fund typically over 85%.
Right.
Just simply as a rule of thumb because...
Mm-hmm. That's what we found too.
Yeah, they just don't. That's where they cut.
Makes sense.
And the last time when Michelle was talking to the auditors, they also recommended the 85% level, saying don't get above that. So we're in good shape compared to other cities, mm-hmm. but we're still on the way down. And
a lot will depend on what CalPERS does with the discount rate.
Yeah.
If they lower, there has been talk of dropping to 6%. Now they're going to 7% now. But if they go down to 6, then all bets are off.
I assume unless the politics get, the heat gets too hard for them, they should go on down to 6% because that's still, in my opinion, it's still modest compared to their...
But 6 would still, it would, according to many in the City Managers Association, it would detrimentally, it would put several cities under.
Sure.
Who have their own police departments and fire departments and those kinds of things because it would simply change the dynamic, the contributions would go up so drastically so quick. Mm-hmm. So that would be a problem for them. So
the Morlock premise is pay me now, pay me later.
Yeah, no. So but basically that's sort of a lot of political wrangling going on, I'm sure.
That's when the heat would occur for sure. But the facts are what they are. So if they don't start earning more money over a period of time, then things happen. So I think we're in good shape. When Bill brought us this, said, take a look at this and see if this avenue makes sense. I think we fulfill that slowly, and then we have a strategy at this point, then we can back out. In dealing with them, dealing with PARS, have you set up or would you set up the a meeting for them to come in
sure.
the January meeting?
January?
That was in the kind of the statement that we review the results annually, and then you would start getting quarterly reports from them if they honor their commitment for that.
Right, okay.
Okay, are there things that have happened in the city council that then we kind of got forgotten about? We did get, if you want a hallmark, we have gotten 5-0 votes all the way, so no split votes on this subject, so we think this is a blue ribbon subject, kind of above partisan stuff.
Mm-hmm. Although I want to say the budget had a 4-1 vote.
Ah, because of $100,000?
I don't know why. It was a 4-1 vote on the budget.
Well,
so what that means, there's a lot of things that And there was no explanation, but...
So the ones that were isolated to us was the...
were 5-0 votes.
Oh, we didn't have a 5-0 vote on the acceptance of John Boger. That was the only one that we...
Yes.
That was a 4-1 vote, I think. Because, not because of John, but because of the process that was perceived. Okay. And other than that, we've been kind of under the radar since then. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think by going slow, it was like, underway. We haven't done this yet, so kind of built up, the, kind of like Coors beer. You can't get it everywhere, then it's valuable. Get it everywhere. Okay, so that's my take of that. I did go to several council meetings because we kept coming up and wanted to see what happened, and so it was worth going to. And I commend our city manager on handling these aspects with the council. Okay, so back to the agenda. Which I've managed to lose, but thank you. Frank, you want to talk about the portfolio balance activity transactions?
I do have copies of... copies of the treasurer's report as of June. No big changes there except for the addition of the PARS contribution. It's pretty much right in the middle of the report there. The other report is the cash analysis, the monthly cash analysis, and at the end of as of the end of the year. The treasury report has not yet been reviewed and approved by Dennis. I guess he was on vacation last several days or so he was not able to review it, but hopefully he'll be able to do that soon. And because of that, it won't be able to go to the council in the meeting next week, but we'll include it in the probably in the August council meeting. Any questions with regards to any of the two?
So I noticed, I hadn't seen the statement before. Maybe it's been on the monthly cash analysis before. On average, 54% of the investments are short-term and liquid?
Correct. Basically, the investments cash, not in the CDs or the midterm notes.
And we're... with an all-time...
So the next CD, it looks like, is the U.S. Bancorp on November 15th, coming due.
Right. Correct.
But what's our normal procedure there again? Is how far we go out?
Well, I think...
The laddering?
Yeah, the laddering's 5 years by law. We can't go out beyond 5-year investment, so we do that to keep... And the laddering is also so that we don't have to worry about rates. We'll just sample into it. We'll just get the rates as they change. So as they now, where the forecast is for increased rates over the next long period of time to get things back up, we should see our balance of our value of our investments to go down, which doesn't matter to us to mark to market because we're going to be keep them to the maturity. So all we care about is the rate. So we should see our rates go up.
Right.
When and then you call. I don't know if you've done that before. The Wells Fargo gal in San Luis.
Sandra. Yeah. I've talked to her in the past a little bit.
Okay. Find out what she has in her portfolio when you're ready to.
Okay.
In advance of when you're ready to make that change. Right. Which one were you referring to?
Was JP medium-term notes. U.S. Bancorp has a maturity date of 11/15/2018.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, the 18 one. Yeah, okay.
Well, we've been doing 5-year.
And that was not right? called, even though it had a callable date.
Should we change that?
Well, the callable is it's on 10 months.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. 1 month before it's callable. Different.
So that's at less than 2%. We have a Wells Fargo one. Interesting name. And
but they're all 5-year maturity, right?
The Wells Fargo one that goes out to 21 and is 1.6.
Mm-hmm. Long-term.
Right.
So we should be in the twos all the way out from here, I would think. just judging what I've seen in the marketplace so far.
Right. Okay.
That 1.6 of Wells stands out, doesn't it?
It's just all when he bought it.
Huh?
When they bought it. Just depends when they bought it.
Yeah, right. True. It's the wrong day, whatever.
That's wrong month, or
yeah, wrong month, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, the medium term from Wells Fargo went to...
you just take what you get on those. You can't...
2%.
Yeah. Yeah, like you negotiate.
Okay, so we're steady in that regard.
We're 5 year. Each one is 5 years. Is there any reason to question that?
What's that?
We've been buying 5 year maturity. Is it?
Do we look at other options on dates, or we just go five every time?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Do you know?
Five's usually a good way to go, but
yeah, we're trying to get. We were working on
that. I think that'd be a good thing to look at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are we going out?
Yeah. I think we were then at, you have a choice
maybe
about.
Maybe you could do a three, and it's so close to a five. You might as well do
four and a five.
You know, it just depends. Yeah.
Well, we think interest rates are going up, so you might want to go shorter.
Correct.
So, the other things you want to look at, you want to look at the integrity of the ladder, too. So sometimes if we keep the ladder, originally we started out to have them maturing every 6 months, or one to mature every 6 months over a five-year period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then people said maybe we should go to the new insured level, and you get them at 250,000 instead of 100,000.
Yeah.
And it would save. And it looks like, saves, I thought we'd done that, but I look here, we have
well,
a couple of 200.
Well, they have some old ones, you know. But we, when we didn't decide that.
So maybe we went to 200, the way it looks here, with the Wells, the Wells amount, and the Comenity Bank, and American Express.
It just makes it easier, you know, administratively.
Because the amount we were putting in, the amount we had in, we were investing had increased, so we thought we could go
to 200.
Maybe 200.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
So you might look at that and then look at the maturity to see if we can at least get them spread out so we have something. And not that we've called on it, but in case we had a sewer problem or a line problem where you needed to get to the money, at least we had them spread over time.
Okay.
And then it also balanced out the rates so that we weren't chasing rates. We had those balanced over time, too.
And always buying 5 year, make sure we stay on a ladder position. So it gets a little more complicated if you don't do that.
I think sometimes when they call them early,
maybe we should do them all three. You
know? That kind of messed up our timing a little bit.
Depending on the difference in the rate, you know, sometimes they're close.
Well, I'm just thinking it, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and the rates are very unclear.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
So anyway, I forgot what timing she had of that, but in advance of that, she'll...
Right. I'll check with her,
And thanks again for that lead, Bill, to get to her through the cemetery district. And the this yellow part represents the lowest cash balance of the fiscal year. Looks like we're at the high mark in June of 2016. The amount of cash, with our 10-year average being $3,800,000, and we're now at almost $6 million.
Well, keep in mind our apportionments received are April and December. April, the apportionment we get April.
For property tax.
April and December. Right. So you're going to get spikes that hit right after that.
Well, June always shows us, So, yeah. Okay. Looks good. Any questions on that? Mm-hmm. Upcoming investment decisions, I guess we covered that. Investment history and success. Is that Dennis's, what was that one?
I think Brad has an example. I think Dennis had sent it out possibly in the February meeting.
Right.
These two, I just brought them from the last meeting, Bill.
And changed.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think
Brad updated it since February.
No.
Dennis passed it out.
Yeah.
He was here last.
Yeah, he's kind of made this a continuing one. I saw it as kind of an annual or one-time kind of analysis just to remind us of where we were. But.
I wonder, do you communicate with him about the meetings? I wonder if at the next meeting he could remind us of the assumptions behind that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
before he came in, we talked about it. I had multiple communications with him. He was very confused about why we changed it from Thursday to Wednesday and some other non sequiturs.
Well,
I think his anniversary is tomorrow. I think that was one of the things on his mind.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is.
But I'm wondering if we should. Well, I just want to know the assumptions that right now. I never was clear on what assumptions he made about the county investment.
Okay, he'd be glad to talk about that.
Well, just let him put it in the footnotes. Because I don't think that. Anyway, maybe we need an additional performance review kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it was really.
Maybe he can.
I thought it was really done as a
one-time
thing to say. We made a shift in our strategy from this, and it's been beneficial. Let's take a look. And then once he had it done, then he's continued doing updating it. But
maybe something simpler would be to just say, what's been our rate of return since we moved and versus the counties? Just do a simpler number series.
Okay, I will ask.
And depending on his assumptions, he could easily do that. And he seems to enjoy doing it, so there's no reason not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 8:35 says the agenda, and it's about coming up on 8:35. We're a little ahead of schedule. That's good for us. And it says discussion of IPS draft, ideas for the, and ideas as well. The 8-page IPS draft, I brought one copy. I didn't bring extra copies.
So kind of just a background. We approved the investment, but we kind of left it hanging on a policy statement, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, several council members have asked, is that coming?
Mm.
So, I sort of wanted to bring that up, that we sort of owe that, at least a response of some type to that. The question, I think, was, does it incorporate into our regular policy statement?
Right.
Is it a subset? Is it what is it, and when will the council see it? Because now they've invested. Now they're in the 100,000, if you will. So
okay. So let's take a look at what the comments were about what we needed to do this statement and deal with those. That would be the next thing to get done. From Lynn's suggestion, which I think we incorporated the...
you did the first
refer to Section 115 plans called the PSRPs, which I think we did. In the draft now, and it looks great, everything she had thought of. Joe wanted to appropriately put a lead in to, let's see, let's make sure.
It was really the difference between your normal operating, like this kind of, CDs versus the pension, and make sure there's some clarity, because it's a different philosophy.
Right. So and I agree with that, by the way, at least to show the difference if it's all going to be in one statement. And if we had a lead-in to say the purpose of Section A and the purpose of Section B,
that's fine.
That's enough blend-in to do.
I'm afraid they're going to want to approve the whole thing if we do that. What do you think? I think I don't want to approve the whole investment policy we just revised last year.
I would think what we do is say this is sort of like we do with ordinances. We add only that item that is being amended or changed.
Okay.
So, in other words, I would say, like an ordinance, as you'll see coming to the council, amend Section A of Item 23.4, whatever, to reflect the following. Or this would be, for instance, add this section to the investment policy statement previously approved by the council. And, so all you're really doing is addressing that amendment or adjustment.
Makes it simple.
So it focuses them exactly what you want to focus on. Otherwise, they look at all the order. Well, let's go back and revisit this.
Yeah, I'm afraid they'll go back over it again.
So in the content of that, I would say we'd have the one or two page introduction about explaining what the two sections are as part of it, and say that would be added to it. I don't think you really have to change the existing policy, because in it, it already says it does not apply to... forgotten the exact words, pension investments.
Pension.
So there's a section in there that's been in there for some time, saying, and then say, here's the policy that would be added behind as an addition to the
addendum
at the policy.
But then you get into the, just keep in mind, when you add a piece to the policy, when the policy gets reviewed every X number of years, which we've agreed to, it's part and parcel. It is something that has to be then reviewed at the same time, because now you've made it a full comprehensive document. So,
and we have
so then you
decided,
get away with it the first time, but not from
and
then
not
on
subsequently. And we have agreed that we're going to review it more frequently.
Yeah, every
we asked for every three years.
Got every 2 years.
And they wanted every year, and they compromised it every 2 years.
Whereas the investment policy is reviewed every year.
Now, when the
The investment is every 2 years. Right?
They used to. Okay, so no, fine.
I thought the investment's every 2 years.
It used to be every year.
Yeah, but now they changed
it. We changed it to
every
2 years.
Okay, so that's
so,
fine.
But keep in mind, it's going
job.
To be a big, now it becomes a bigger effort because you're reviewing both.
So at the same time that we put this one in, we could also take another run at our
getting wait, 3 years.
Waiting for that particular councilman who objected to the every 3 years.
That's funny. That's pretty good.
I think we should just stick with the 2 then.
As a former grand jury member,
two,
I can remember.
Doesn't mean we have to
you
go
give a
the
recommendation
depth.
To the county, and if they don't like it, then they just wait because you're going to be gone in a year.
That's funny.
Wait them out.
No, I think that's fine. Yeah, every 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that much more burdensome when you have that separate little part about the pension.
Yeah. Okay, so if the committee feels that way, yeah, I feel strong that the less time you go back up and ask them. But, I know the premise for every 2 years was because you have change of councilmen, so you'd like to have them knowing, at least having to read it or read a portion of it or say they reviewed it as a councilman rather than saying that's something you haven't read or into. So that reinforces the argument for every 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten the argument for that. And that was a valid one, I thought. Okay, so we would we could do that introduction, and then the let's go back to the section B as itself then. Frank had a suggestion, which I think we already made on suggested change made, now see the italics. So he made Frank's suggestion to that. Bill Nelson said fine. It's interesting. Dennis signs it as submitted, but doesn't really get a vote on this one. He's a non-voting member. So these are advisory comments, I suppose, at this point. These are now changed. He ended that to sorry to come in with such a contrary position at such a late date, but I do feel we need to approach this weighted too far that we could potentially lock Highmark into our long-term financial planning.
I did, that kind of relates back to my comment, that I did think the first draft of this was too dependent on a particular provider. But I think that was fixed in the second draft.
We did, yeah. We took it out, and it's in Appendix Exhibit B of the document. But everywhere in here, we took out the words Highmark and
the provider or whatever.
Yeah.
And then exhibit.
I wish we could come up with a name for this. So we keep kind of the fund for unfunded pensions.
I think we did. I think we took your direction and.
Maybe just pension investments. You just can't. I can't.
So for purposes of the council, all I refer to is a Section 115 trust.
Yeah.
And that's all I refer to in the council.
That's
they,
fine.
You're
I mean,
right, because it gets too
complicated.
It gets really confusing. Yeah. Like, what are we talking? Is this what we approved last year? And you're
and the Section 115
that
trust is very neutral.
Good. Yeah,
it's very
just
neutral.
Simple.
Doesn't matter who the provider is.
Describes it.
Right.
Yeah, I thought we had provider. I think we put provider in here. Okay, well, we will look at that, make sure we have that, double check on that done.
There's Section 115 plans or provider, if we're talking about Highmark.
And they call, in the responsibilities, they call themselves the investment manager. And the firm.
Okay,
that
that's
one
good.
That.
That's good, too.
Okay, so yes, we will ensure that's incorporated.
Now we got 3 terms. Section 115. Why? That's what we need. We need 1 to talk. You know what we're talking about. 2 is, you know, what we're doing, and 3 is who's
sure.
doing it.
Sure.
So
right.
provider
right.
is
right.
who's
right.
doing
no,
it.
No, that
right.
provider worked, and I thought we actually adopted that in because up here we, up in number 1 for Lynn Doty, we should refer to Section 115 sins as the PSRPs, pension rate stabilization plans. And I think we did that. So the issue did, we put provider in there as well.
Yeah, provider. That's okay. Great.
And I think there's also another term. I believe it's called something like pension rate stabilization program.
That's in there somewhere. And that's like...
That's fine.
So actually, we have that. That's what we put in here.
I mean, it's self-explanatory, right?
Right. But section 115 is one way of implementing.
But that's not self-explanatory. Where's the other?
Right.
True. So sometimes use one, sometimes use the other.
So in number one under Lynn Doty, it says pension rate stabilization plans for PS.
PSRPs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So point well taken. And then, so with that, we didn't have a quorum last time. We were ready to vote on that. Dennis is going to be angry, probably less angry now that he said he buys into the fact that we should have a statement that was major. So rather than create discord at that meeting and not have a vote that was non-binding to begin with, we didn't do anything. So I would open, if you say, as amended to these the changes we talked about of incorporating it to one statement and ensuring that we have providers in there. What else did I miss?
I think one of the issues that Dennis continues to bring up every time I talk is the four-year commitment, or what sort of long-term, the pilot program is not something let's see how it works type of thing. I think he's talking to you about that, Chair, about that he doesn't view us as, sort of locking us into continual investment in share. I think he would take exception to...
I think he would. And I think also he missed, because of his wife's illness and his caretaking, he missed the whole year of our exploring and going through with this. So he came on board saying, what the hell's going on here?
Very skeptical, yeah.
And took great skepticism to him. And he said, however I do it, I'm not a vote on the committee, so these are my inputs. So,
my experience, Dennis is always skeptical of anything new.
Yeah.
He was skeptical of our five-year strategy. He told us for years how we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. There's no way. So...
Same with the laddering. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about this is once
mollifying him.
Once it's underway,
that was good.
He also often accepts, and then he goes to being a strong supporter.
Right, exactly.
So,
And one of the things I've told him is that while it may be the express intent of a strategy to go 4 years, every year is subject to council approval because the budget can only be approved on a yearly basis. So it is. Subject as part, and we raised it during this budget year. It was discussed during our budget workshops and things. So it is subject to annual review. Right? So it's not a locked in contract commitment. In saying that you're locking in a provider, but you're not locking in a commitment every year of another 100,000 or anything.
So that was one of his points of being against having a document about this. Was it made you have to go up to council and get approved? So if you wanted to drop them, you had to do this. You should have that flexibility as the finance to be able to do that. All it really takes, the way we got it written, is you just change Exhibit B in here to a different provider. Now, it's a little more difficult than that because not every provider has the structure that they have, and some of the structure is written into the policy. But recognizing that, I regret that we didn't have him on board over the year or 2 years that we investigated this to bring him along, because I actually started out as skeptical as he when we started this thing. So, with that, I would take motions to approve the policy statement as written and modified by dropping into an introduction to make it two.
Could you send me a Kurt when we after the vote? Email me what the current version is.
Okay.
Because I think I may have a prior version, or
I think actually you have the version, but it's similar to my February minutes.
I want to make sure I had. Right.
Yeah, we really dropped it after that meeting. It didn't proceed ahead, so I will do that. I will either offer to write the introduction for that and send it by the committee for input, or turn it over to staff and write. You guys write the introduction and put it in. whatever makes the most sense at this point.
I'm never going to turn down the offer for help, so we're glad if you are willing to do it.
Sure.
Yeah, if you're willing to do it, willing we'll, take, we'll take the offer.
Willing is a, probably too strong a word.
I think I heard a volunteer.
But we'll delegate it to committees and the rest. I will do it, but it will not be promptly. That's what comes with a volunteer at this point. And then I would like to bow out and for you guys to take ownership, as we did before, of the policy statement and the changes at this point.
I'm a good editor.
I know. So anyway, we'll do that, and we'll take one. When should we target to have this into the?
Your schedule. I mean, you're a volunteer, so I'll bow to your time.
You hadn't been here urging us to go on, I would have said we'll bring a draft at the next meeting, which would be
our next meeting,
not the council's next meeting.
Next meeting is not until October, so.
Right.
But I can get it done within 2 to 3 weeks, so say within a month would be giving me.
If we get an August or September agenda, that'd be fine for the council, that's fine.
Yeah. So we'll try to get something out to the group in the month of August. That's not very far away, by the way.
I know.
And then we'll get something back to say we'll have a focus of finalizing that by Labor Day or August 31st, something like that. By Labor Day, that's easy to remember.
Sure.
So from our group, and then that would have something in your hands that was at least.
We meet in September, the third week of September, as opposed to the fourth week for the City Council, just simply because there was a conflict on their schedule. Councilman, I think we meet like this, I forget what date it is, the 22nd or something like that, so we're meeting the third week of September. It's a little bit earlier, that 1 month, right?
Yes, it's moved up a week of 6 days.
Yeah.
Great discussion by the City Council on moving that date.
I'm moving to
5-0 vote.
I moved it to Mr. Pitt's birthday.
Oh, really?
What are you telling me?
That'd be perfect timing, so
okay.
It'll go real fast at that point. It'll make it too, but there's not much room for.
My commitment to the committee will be I'll get something to the committee in early August. And then the committee will review pretty quickly, make changes. Editor would probably take control at that point.
Yeah, you could just whip out the structure and everything. Don't feel like I'm criticizing you. I'm good at taking people's ideas and just
molding them into something that's workable.
Yeah,
we
just
appreciate
writing.
I have several run-on sentences I want to put in this one, so.
That was funny. You're not my Chicago stuff.
So, good. Okay, so that would be a command. If you'll put that in the action points, I'm not writing notes right now. Send me an email that will remind me of the timing of that. I think we're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Additional ideas submitted, Chef. So that would be my recommendation. Oh, did I hear a motion so forth that can make it official by the committee here?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, did you get where we so moved?
Yep.
Okay. It's the best for a recorder. You can write it any way you want because it's just so moved. That's the next steps and to-dos. As we leave this diversion we had on the pension investment and Section 115 trust, we can either make our meetings much shorter or we can think about what other creative ideas as interest rates change, as things go forward, that we might take a look at. I think the last idea was this Cal trust on the midterm that we invested not only for short term and long term, but we took a vehicle to get the medium term in there too. So do we have investments with CalTrust at this point?
Yes.
Yes, we have. Looks like about $900,000.
Right.
Okay, so that's been beneficial then to match up. The other one would be matching up long-term and short-term needs as well. So if we're working under what we had before, what we thought long-term, what we needed money, cash flow-wise, long-term, medium-term, and short-term, as you've gotten your hand on the budget and looking at what's coming, mm-hmm. we look towards you to say, because we don't have an official cash flow report, to say here's when we may need it. We may want to put more money in short or long term.
Sure. Okay. We will have some demands because of, you know, some of the projects coming up, street project and...
The differentials are not real great right now, so I would say if we get back into a normal financial market mode over time, then the differences may become greater. But, you know, you can buy a 10- or 20-year treasury, and it's almost a flat curve.
Mm-hmm. It's gone down.
And then the experts say watch out for an inverted curve, because that's a sign of recession coming, right?
We're listening.
Is that right?
That is right.
We have our insider here, of course.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like you need it.
Okay. So, ideas are welcome. That was a lead-in only to that point. And then I'll particularly push on John and Hugh as new members. We really haven't had new members talk about their impressions coming in, so oftentimes they have a new idea or two.
Could we at the next meeting just look at whatever? I know it's not going to be the date of the U.S. Band Corps. You know, it will be, I assume it's not going to be called, but, you know, but just maybe at that time. Okay, so what is the difference between a 3-4 and a 5-year? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Interest rate,
Just
check it out at that time.
Probably not too much.
Yeah.
Could we put that on the agenda next time? Just make sure we handle that. It's a great subject.
But this group are laddering as we do this. We could change them. I hadn't really thought of that. Right? You see, we're supposed to have something mature every 6 months. So if we change from 5 years
to... No, I know. It is, but at least understand what the difference is.
Why the five-year choice?
Would it be worth... You know, messing things up a bit.
Because we've been changing them out from 100 to 200. We haven't finished that yet.
Right.
We're almost finished now.
Also, it would be helpful, this is really picky, but it would be helpful if we had a ladder shown of what's coming due when. So it can be interpreted from these statements, although when we get them,
it's hard to pick through.
It's hard to do quickly in my mind as we come through. Just to say, well, we have 200,000 coming due in this first half of this year, second half.
Okay.
And then you see where the holes are. I guess that was due to us, since one of our goals is liquidity, is to make sure you always had liquidity there. But in fact, we haven't really ever tapped in, had the need.
No, you're right.
Need this money.
At least not my experience.
Right.
Do you have anything big coming up? There's a wall falling or a sewer?
We do have a storm drain repair, but we had money for that set aside along the way, so that's kind of.
And some of that is going to be reimbursed or not.
Well, we're working on it.
Still working on that. Okay.
FEMA is. We're having a.
It's the one off Henderson.
Yes, Mesa Henderson. Yeah, we're having a disagreement with FEMA.
Okay. Last time I heard, they had five different managers. They've been handed.
Oh, we've gone through another one now. I had three different people send me saying, "Could you please sign this?" And I'm like, "Who is this one?" And we have finally call them and say, "Which document are we supposed?" It's all the same. We just had three different people. They're not. FEMA operates on a limited staff, and they send them all over the country, and they assume projects. So it's like they're a mobile force, if you will, and they deploy. Like 6 month periods or 3 month periods or whatever the disasters happen. So we can change project managers fairly quickly.
Mm.
And we have. But this issue, we have still not gotten a formal designation from them, which is unfortunate. They keep saying it's with their legal department. Well.
So
we've gotten preliminary, but
I think
we're working.
They're planning for if the worst comes.
We are building as if we're not receiving anything. So, from purposes of our budgeting, we're assuming it's not coming. Worst case scenario. You know, plan for the worst, hope for the best, sort of thing, and we'll pursue it that way. It's a reimbursement process regardless, so until you actually spend the monies, you're not going to get it anyway. So we have to plan on spending the money.
Okay.
And then it becomes a question of, you know, last time I want to say it was 2008 when the Cannon wall failed, and FEMA paid back in 2010 to 12 in that range. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's multiple years later before you actually get the money in hand.
Well, when you end the meeting, then I'll have a question for you.
Okay.
After the meeting.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second?
Oh, we'll just make sure we've got the schedule so that we're all... good on the schedule so that we don't have any confusion. October 17th, it's a Wednesday, and January 16th of 2019. Those are the only two scheduled meetings that we have for the next.
So when we send that, it'd be nice, I know the workload, but if you could, if the minutes were easily done.
Yeah, I'll send those out. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Put that in the email as well, sure. As the thing as well, and say, enter into your calendar now. And then we can deal with the normal unusual events that happen. But this last one with Dennis, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I just want to avoid any confusion.
So. But he's supposed to see you regularly, so...
He drops in every once in a while.
It's been pretty good in the past.
Yeah.
In future meetings, are you going to change it to 7:30?
I'd say.
Address that later.
Maybe I was going to talk to a couple more people.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get still their be input. 3 minutes late.
Well, you have somebody that lives nearby.
I can just come pick you up.
Put a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, but that might make me late.
No, I would feel
we'll lose our quorum.
We're an informal group. You can come as you are.
No, you wouldn't want that.
Okay. And then we will adjourn at 8:43.
53.